This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to the middle of the week, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
The old rocks up fashionably late to the hello. Okay. Good
there. Sorry, I was distracted.
We only just started the show. How are you distracted already?
Because that's how my brain works. Sometimes I think of things.
What are you distracted?
I was going to make chicken schnitzel tonight and I needed to get breadcrumbs.
Okay. Good to see you are focused and in the game.
Good idea, though. With a bit of mash, some peas. Oh, yum.
Yeah, it does sound good. Should we just bugger the show off and go cook
Go
that?
Have some schnitzels.
Yes, schnitzies. We've got a big show because paper quiz coming up later. We get to the bottom of the honey cement rumours that have been going around. And up next, we talk about...
We'll get to that.
But up next, we talk about the moment that nearly ended this show.
Yes, I'm still recovering. I may never actually fully recover.
You'll be back to honey cement in no time, don't you worry.
What's honey? Oh, I know what honey cement is. 100%. Yeah. I get it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, yesterday will go down in my life's history books, I would say, as being one of the most exciting days I've ever had at work. The chance, the opportunity for me to go see my favourite ever band live in London, which
a favourite ever band. Is that what you're claiming?
I think so.
That's massive.
Until we go to see somebody else live somewhere else. But for now, no. I was trying to think last night whether they would be my Spice Girls are my favourite ever band. I think they might be.
So until the next rooftop, Spice Girls are your favourite ever
100%.
Band. 100%. Yeah.
Equally, yesterday will go down as the day that I almost lost my sight. And if you missed the show yesterday, here's what went down when the announcement happened.
Guess what? We're going to London to see.
Oh no! You hit Bickmore in the eye with a confetti cannon. Because are you okay? Can you see that in your eye? It's okay. You know where we can get you a new eye? It's London.
Oh. It literally just took my eye out. I can't open it.
It's okay.
What if I'm blind and I can't see the Spice Girls?
It's fine. They're a music-based performance piece, so it's okay.
And we are a radio show.
It's
audio
all right.
Medium.
It's all right. So that's what happened.
Now, I was on such a high that I ignored the fact that I actually was blurry in one eye and went on and found out that we were then going to go to Italy with Hughie and Kate with this spicy meatball tour. So exciting. Started driving home with Addie in the back seat and went, is it a concern that I still can't see out of my left eye? And that's when I started to think, who would be responsible if I had lost my eyesight?
And how fast were you going when you... still couldn't see out of one eye.
On the freeway.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Just checking. Because you want to get the trip over quickly. So it's less dangerous.
We have Caitlin joining us, one of our producers, who was responsible for firing the confetti cannon in a very small space.
Yep.
First of all, what checks do you have to go through before you operate a confetti cannon?
None. None at all.
No, I don't believe one of the checks is having to be able to say correctly the words confetti and cannon, because I think, Caitlin, you might struggle a bit with that.
No, I don't. I say completely normal.
Give us one.
Just give us
confetti
it.
Cannon.
Cannon.
It is a great big cannon.
What was going through your mind,
it's
Miss
a confetti
Caitlin?
Kin.
When you shot the confetti cannon and you saw it take out my eye, talk me through what was going through your head.
I was so worried. I genuinely thought, holy hell, Bickmore's going to lose her eyesight. I genuinely thought that. My face could have said everything. I literally, my whole face just dropped.
Did someone say, Caitlin, you can't use the cannon? And you said, I can.
No, I said to Sonda, I was like, we should have a confetti cannon. Where is it? I went and grabbed it and like jumped in at the last minute. Was like, woo, this will be great. And then,
And then just fired it straight into my eye.
Quick, someone called Triple O. I hit her with a cannon.
Sonda's here. Sonda, if... Okay, I should clarify. I can see. My eyesight came back and I'm all
kin.
Good.
You kin.
If I had lost my eyesight, whose fault would it have been?
Caitlin.
No!
But would it have been Caitlin's?
Oh, I mean, well, she's the one that fired it. I don't know.
So is that who I'd sue?
Oh, God, this is mm-mm. really awkward.
Did anyone
probably.
Else touch the kin?
No,
maybe it was a faulty kinnon.
Well, something there a did come kin? Out of it that was very hard that hit me in the eye. It wasn't just the confetti.
It should just be air in there.
Yeah. But it really did take the edge off the announcement yesterday for me because there's nothing like an enjoying like a celebration yes. through one eye. Like, a, you know, yes. like it's, it you know,
do,
it was,
you know
I
what
still
it is?
Felt I it think, in my heart, but.
I felt something in my heart as well. I think we really missed a trick because it's, of course, Spice Girls themed. And I think once you got hit in the eye and once you were down to one, it would have been the perfect time to play Two Become One. Could have just been a bit of Kenan based humour. It would have been great. Bickers.
Yes.
I was worried about your eye. I'm glad that you have both working. And I thought it was a great chance to bring back a twist on one of our favourite segments for the last couple of weeks. You remember Jim Injuries, right? Jim Injuries, Jim Injuries.
Prince Ali, fabulous. Yep.
Well, I happen to have been tinkering again. Buzz all.
Prince Ali, fabulous. Prince Ali,
bye-bye. Injuries.
Sorry, bro, isn't it just injuries because it's like an eye?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
So we're doing eye injuries.
Sorry, bro, isn't it just...
Yeah. So 131060, give us a call with your eye injuries.
What's happened? What is that?
Sorry, bro, isn't it just injuries because it's like an eye?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. As of tomorrow, we're not doing the thing we've been doing where you say, just leave this breakup to me. I've got it sorted because I'm not enjoying this anymore. So 131060.
Are you sure? Because I've planned a break just after 3:30 for Kin. You say Kinan.
Right now, though, we are doing 131060 eye injuries. Call us with you.
Ouch, it's going to
hurt. Or Kin, you say Kinan.
Kin, you say Kinan. We'll take either of those.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
But I nearly lost an eye during the announcement yesterday, all thanks to a, I was going to say glitter cannon, no glitter, confetti.
No.
Confetti cannon.
Fired Kinnon. By, yes, Kinnon, fired by Caitlin. And we've done gym injuries before. We've also done, what did we do last time? What did we do yesterday?
Slide injuries.
Slide injuries. And you've come up with the ingenious idea that we do.
Prince Ali, fabulous.
Injuries.
Sorry, bro, isn't it just injuries because it's like an eye?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
And Billy joins us now. Billy, when have you had an eye injury?
I was playing basketball and a girl's nail slashed through my eyelid and I had to have
You had to have plastic surgery, Billy, because they meant to check your nails when you play basketball as well.
Yeah, I know. Well, they didn't that time.
Yeah. I've always
I thought that was netball. Do they check for basketball
both,
too?
Both.
So, both. Billy, here's a question, because I wondered if it had actually done damage to my eyeball. What do they do?
I have to have dye put into my eye to check for scratches and stuff like that, but they basically just use like a really intense magnifying thing to look into your eye and... I didn't have any damage, luckily, just the eyelid.
And so is your eyelid fine now?
Yeah, they did the best job ever. I have a 9mm split, but I can't even see the star.
It's a shame because I would have asked for a little lift as well if I didn't mind.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're only 26 though, Billy. You don't need a lift yet.
Let's go to Sam in the Goldie. Sam, what happened to your eye?
I got hit with a cricket bat and I ended up losing my eye. I got a retinal detachment from it and, I've now got a fake eye.
Oh, have my you gone, gosh, Sam.
Have you gone with the same colour as the other one or have you mixed up the colour, Sam?
No, my brother always jokes saying he wants to get me a bling eye one day, but no, I got the same colour.
So what does that hurt when it happens or it's not about hurting, it's that you can't, like what in the moment, what do you feel?
Well, I didn't know anything had happened for a few years until I went and got my driver's license and I failed the test and, I found out I had the retinal detachment and I had full surgery to try and fix it. But it didn't work, so I ended up...
Sam, do you mean you were cruising around for a couple of years thinking you had vision in both your eyes and you only had it in one?
Yes, I did, because I was only young when it happened, so I didn't do anything about it. And, yeah, just left it and, yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating, Sam. So there was no moments where you, like, blinked or shut one eye and you thought, oh, hang on, now I can see nothing.
As I got a bit older, like as a teenager, I started realising the vision wasn't as good, and then that's sort of when I went and got an eye test and, found out it was fully retached. Yeah. Oh,
wow. That's fascinating. Thanks, Sam.
That's all right.
I'm stressing that in a few years' time I'm going to find that my retina's detached.
What do you mean? Just shut one of your eyes, mate.
I'm trying now to see.
Yeah. And can you?
Yeah, but it's not great.
No, but can you see?
Can it deteriorate over time? I mean, I can see.
Well, should we go back to Sam and see if she could see at all? Sam, could you see at all?
Yeah, could you see at all?
Yeah, I could see. It was just like maybe a tiny bit blurry, like maybe I needed glasses or something.
Oh, my God.
Bickmore.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's got more serious than I thought it was going to
be. Maybe I'll go get an eye check.
Do you reckon?
Should, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
Gary. Gary, have you had an eye injury?
Yeah, years ago I got a bit of sand in my eye on a building site. Anyway, I didn't do anything about it, went home, went to sleep, woke up the next morning, my eye was bulging out of my head. Went to the doctors and found out it was a grinding spark and its skin had grown over it overnight.
Whoa.
Anyway, to cut a long story short, they had to drill it out of my eye with a drill identical to a dentist.
Bickmore, good.
Bickmore, you might need the drill.
This is your idea now. I just feel sick. Oh,
you might need the drill. Because
I don't want the drill.
If you get a fakie, can I pick the colour? Or we'll put it to a listener poll. 13, 10, 60, what colour?
No, stop it.
I should pick more get.
Who do I sue?
No, it's Kin. You said Kinin. That was the other idea.
Kin. You said Kinin.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers. I think I've discovered... I just want to tell you about this because I think everybody out there will enjoy this. I think I've discovered one of the secrets to living a good life. Mm-hmm. Not a big one, just a little one.
Like not you like know, gratitude or something like that?
No. Far easier to obtain.
Okay.
Do you know when you see people walking around and they've just got a bit of pep in their step and they've got everything's together and you're just like, oh, God, how
almost
are you...
Almost an air of arrogance.
Yes, but just short of that. You don't actually don't think they're arrogant. You just think they're nailing.
They've got
they're doing real
life
well.
Together.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing seems to faze them. They're just, as you would say, skipping along the top. Just doing great, right?
Yeah, something that you and I have never experienced.
Well, you can take that sentence back because I experienced it for the first time on Monday because I have owned a slow cooker for about 2 years because like every Christmas or birthday that rolls around, my mum says to me, what do you need? And I say, oh, mum, don't give me a present. And then she buys me something to hopefully encourage me to cook some food. Mm-hmm. And it sits in the cupboard. And then finally I was like, I'll break out the slow cooker and use it because I'm trying to cook more at the moment. And I put that on the start of the day and knowing that I had dinner on and done and it was going to be ready and it wasn't even, it was 10 a.m. by the time I got it on. You should have seen my
You were a little cocky that day.
I walked in and I was just absolutely flying on life because I knew.
Knowing your chicken cacciatore was waiting for you when you got back home.
I didn't even know what a chicken cacciatore was before Monday. I looked up best slow cooker recipes on the internet and something called a chicken cacciatore came up and it had tomato and chicken. And I was like, yep. Great. Sounds awesome.
Can I say that I'm feeling a bit smug today? Same thing, because I am about to defrost slow cooked meat that I got 2 meals out of from the slow cooker. It's pork.
Yes.
Pull apart and put in tacos, and it is so soft.
And slow cooked, and it just fall apart.
Oh my God.
Do you want to know about the chicken breast that I had on? It was thigh fillet, but you couldn't tell where one started. One started and one stopped because they just fell to pieces and it became one big chickeny mush. And you know why I'm a bit smug again today? Because same thing. I've got leftovers in the fridge and I'm having it tonight. Dinner!
The only downside of slow cooking is I do find it all tastes the same.
Delicious.
Nah, just a bit bland.
Mine was a bit bland. it was a bit watery.
The smugness goes away a little bit when you're eating.
Yeah, but then I thought no one else needs to see this bit. This is just me at home eating in the dark the rest of the day where I'm really reaping the benefits. And I thought, I reckon we'll be able to tell from people's attitude. So I'd love people to give us a call on 13 10 60 and we'll just chat to them for a bit and we'll have to guess whether
they've got a slow-cooked dinner on, ready to go for
on,
tonight.
Sorted, and their dinner's already sorted or not. Okay. So give us a call if you've got a slow-cooked dinner already on, or maybe if you don't but you think you're a good bluff, give us a call, 13 10 60, we'd love to chat to you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have discovered, I think, one of the secrets to life, and that is get dinner on earlier than the day in a slow cooker and then just enjoy the rest of your day as one of the smuggest pricks walking the planet. Because
you sound like a 55-year-old woman right now. That's what you're saying.
Call me Margaret and let's get on with it. Vanessa, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, Vanessa, I had a theory that I reckon just by speaking to people, we'd be able to determine whether or not they have a slow cooker and their meal is on and they're done for the day, just by the level of smugness in their voice. Because are you getting any early indications from Vanessa?
Yeah, I think anyone that goes, mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. There's an air of smugness about that.
Isn't it? I'm listening. Vanessa, when people ask you how you are today, what do you say?
Pretty good, Having a good day.
Even a double barrel. Pretty good. Having a good day. Okay. And Vanessa, do you have a family?
I do.
Yeah. Kids?
Two kids.
Okay. How old are your kids?
I've got a one-year-old and a five-year-old.
I mean, see, she should have a lot more chaos in her voice for a one-year-old and a five-year-old, but she doesn't. Why? Because she's smug, because she's got slow-cooked dinner on.
I reckon I agree with Bickmore. Vanessa, do you have a slow-cooked dinner on?
No, I don't.
Oh, she's just smug.
Actually, I'm glad she doesn't have a slow-cooked dinner on. She'd be insufferable if she did.
Get one on, Vanessa. Makes dinner so much easier.
I know. I love it.
Good on you, Vanessa. Thank you. And were you acting particularly smug or was that you normally?
Yeah, a little bit acting.
Good stuff. Worked. It was great. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal, how are you?
Awesome. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Because any early indication?
Well, so now I'm not sure. She sounds very confident as well, but now I'm thinking it could be a trick.
Faux confidence. Crystal, Crystal, what have you been up to today?
Well, today has been pretty slow because I have a very busy afternoon slash night.
Ooh, so
what
you
have
would
you got
know?
On?
Well, I have seven kids, so I have seven kids.
I don't think it's slow. Is it, do you have two slow cookers?
No, just a really big one.
Seven kids, Crystal. Does that still happen? That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are the age gap? What is the age of them, Crystal?
So I have 4-year-old twins, a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Are you Catholic, Crystal?
No, I'm not going to follow up with that because I'm sure you can go where my mind's going.
Sure.
Okay, well now, I mean,
it makes me think.
Is it possible to be smug with seven kids?
It is when you know how to plan things properly.
I think she's given us too much because I think she's.
Do you want to know what my afternoon entails before you take a guess?
Give it to us.
So, as soon as school finished today, one of my kids has netball training and two of them have dental appointments. In between that, I have an hour and a half window before I have to take my kids back into town to watch The Wizard of Oz. So I have an hour and a half window to feed seven children.
I'm not sure if you're smug or miserable. And I think it might be a bit of both, Crystal.
You call it. What do you think?
Well, I reckon simply because Crystal wants us to know how sorted she is in life. I reckon Crystal has a slow cooker on and dinner's on.
No.
Oh.
But Crystal, because you are so fabulous and because just really, to be honest, just because you've got seven kids, we're going to give you a $100 tradie voucher plus tickets for all of them to go see Aladdin the movie.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Great stuff. Now, let's finish off with Jason. Jason, how are you?
Yeah, fantastic, lads. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, he definitely has a slow-cooked meal on. I'm calling it.
Yeah, I'm just going by our producers. They would have put two wrongs
and
then a
right. That's
what I thought
too.
Do you have a slow cooker on, Jason?
Yeah, I sure do. I can even beat it. I didn't even have to cook it. It's someone else has put it on for me.
Yeah, we've got to fire one of our producers. Okay, thanks, Jason.
And Jason, you're going to Disney's Aladdin as well.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
This is Bickmore's Bits with added Adelaide today because I'm currently feeding her at the same time. So if you hear noises, it's not me sucking on something while I do my bits. In fact, she's not sucking on my bits either. She's sucking on a bottle just to clear everything up.
Wow, she's really getting her back into that slurp, though. Whoa. That sounds
How's
like an
this
adult.
For a long game. Are you an Avengers fan?
Yes, but I haven't seen the new one.
Okay, well, I won't ruin it for you, don't worry. But a guy has ruined it for another guy. So what happened was this massive Avengers fan posted on his Twitter before Avengers Infinity War came out last year or whenever it was to say how excited he was about it, and he put the hashtag Thanos demands your silence, which is a hashtag that lots of people use for the movie so that any of the fans can, you know, see who's chatting about it. And this guy, random guy, found the hashtag, found this guy on the hashtag, and underneath his excited post, he ruined the movie for him and told him all of the things that happened in Avengers Infinity War, right? Absolute jerk. And this guy was like, what? So this guy befriended him. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to play the long game here. And they texted back and forth throughout the year, talked about how much they loved the movie together. And then the guy who had the whole movie spoiled for him in the beginning got an advanced screening of the movie, went and watched it, took screenshots throughout the whole movie, and then sent it to the guy. And spoiled the whole movie for him. And it's safe to say they're no longer friends, but he felt really good about
it. So he thinks he's the winner, right?
Yeah.
But he's taken a year out of his life.
Speaking of movies, you'll love this. There's a cinema in Switzerland that's offering double beds for cinema goers.
I don't love this.
So it's at this place called Spreitenbach near the Swiss-German border.
Spreitenbach.
Yeah, and they're worried that everyone's sitting at home and Netflix and chilling, right? And they want to get cinema viewers back into the cinema. So they're like, how about we set up some double beds and people can watch TV in bed?
Because you know the chill in Netflix and chill is not chill, right? You know what
I get that.
Yeah, but like,
that can happen in movie theatres as well. Remember when you were 16 and you used to have a little patch up the back?
No, what happened when you were 16?
We all had a little patch up the back of the cinema.
Did we?
A patch in the bed.
No.
Don't go weird like you didn't patch in the back of the cinema.
Does that mean if I go into one of these bed cinemas, there's going to be remnants of the last 16-year-olds that were there?
No, they change the sheets after every use.
Gross. That means they're encouraging it.
And finally, a bit of exciting news for basketball fans. Ben Simmons has announced he's going to be a Boomer this year. He's going to make his debut for Australia ahead of the 2019 Basketball World Cup. He's going to join Bogut, your mate Della Vadova, who you paid for dinner with, Patty Mills. They're all going to light up.
It's a hell of an Australian team. It's been like in the past, usually we're lucky if we have one start of it is an NBA player, let alone an NBA starter.
Is that right?
Yeah, and now we've got, you know, the whole starting five are pretty much NBA players.
Well, he took to Twitter on Wednesday to announce his plans. Have a listen.
Hey, guys, tough way to finish the season. I just want to let everybody know I really appreciate the support through the year. Also like to announce that I am going to be a Boomer. For the upcoming events, so stay tuned.
Hey, Bickers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Buzzy, don't put the music away just yet. I mean, put it away now, but then maybe bring it back because I've got an exclusive for our show. I am also making myself available to play for the
Here we go.
Yeah.
Are you going to be the cheerleader or are you going to be the mascot? What are you going to do?
No, I'm just going to buy him dinner, I think, and then we'll see how we go from there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Feeling good?
Because I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
Good. I've got a cold. I don't know how that's going to, you know, impact my brain function, but I'm all right.
Are you drugged up?
Sudafed.
Yeah, it'll make you sharper, mate. We're on
here.
You'll be able to see through time.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Who directed the classic 1935 movie, The 39 Steps?
Ooh, one of my favourites. Mm. 1935. So by my count, he'd be about 140 now, I reckon. Mm. Who? How many 140-year-olds do you know, Biggers?
A lot of my friends, actually.
Yes.
I mean, because that 1935 was my time.
Yeah, that was when you were just a young whippersnapper.
I've got no idea. Who directed it? Should we say,
I don't know.
Hitchcock's or something?
Yeah, sure. Great.
Who? Sorry?
Hitchcock. Said. Yeah,
Hitchcock.
Just one.
Hitchcock.
Well, it depends how many of them are at the family reunion.
All right, Hitchcock. All right, number two, Tom Lehrer is best known for which humorous songs and for playing which instrument? Tom Lehrer.
Humorous songs are usually with a keyboard or a guitar. Is that fair? Yeah.
What about a ukulele?
Okay, great. Let's lock it in.
Cool.
I was just posing the question.
But why suggest stuff that you don't think it's going to be?
Okay, so what was the question?
The guy who I can't pronounce, Tom Lehrer, is best known for his humorous songs.
Say his name again.
Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R. How would you pronounce that?
Lehrer.
Yeah, it's a struggle. Best known for his humorous songs and for playing which instrument?
An ukulele. Tom Lehrer, ukulele.
Ukulele. Great. What was the first team to reach the 2018-19 A-League semi-finals?
Perth
Gloria. I think they came first. But does that mean they reached it first?
Because they reached the final first.
Yeah, you're right, because they won with, I think, a game or two in hand.
Yeah. Okay, let's lock them in, Buzzy. Confidence.
Number four, what type of juice is in a traditional Pisco Sour cocktail?
Ooh.
Lemon?
I've
apple?
Been drinking. I was drinking these all over South America.
It's lemon or lime, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, grape.
Grape?
That's a sour. It's sour.
Yeah.
Because if you have a whiskey sour, it's like, I think
it's lime. Lemon.
Okay.
I reckon it's lemon because they're yellow.
I think Pisco is made from fermented grapes, but that's okay. I'm willing to be
To be fair, I'm siding with Sonda, not you two, over this. I think the sour's throwing you off.
Okay, let's split the team, Buzzy.
But a whiskey sour has lime and whiskey.
Buzzy, let's split the team. I reckon lemon.
I reckon lime.
Oh, damn it.
I reckon grape.
We're not even united in our discourse.
Are we looking in grape? Because it's 2v1,
it's up to you.
Okay.
You run the show.
Grape.
Oh, then put in lime, Buzz. You run
it. All right, great. Lime it is. Can't wait to be wrong.
You won't be running it after this segment.
Which country occupies the smallest portion of Hispaniola?
Of Spain?
Hispaniola. Isn't Espanol?
Is that
Spain?
Peter
that's Spain.
La, la, la,
no, I think he's German.
With his ukulele.
Hispaniola.
I don't understand the question.
Which country occupies the smallest portion of Hispaniola?
I don't know if reading the same words again slower helped.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, that's
Portugal?
Great. Let's talk in that.
Portugal. Good.
Is it just generally the Hispanic region? Is that what that is?
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
Cool.
Would it be somewhere...
I don't reckon we got one question right here.
I'm feeling real confident about Perth.
Yeah,
Perth.
Yeah, I reckon that's
I don't think about any of the others. All right, so we locked in. Who directed the classic 1935 movie, The 39 Steps?
One of the Hitchcocks.
Alfred Hitchcocks.
Alfred Hitchcock.
God.
Tom Lehrer played the piano.
You did say a keyboard, didn't you?
But then you just started suggesting wrong answers in some sick game to try to throw us off.
A keyboard, so. Yeah.
That's piano. It's you'd not. Take keyboard,
I would have taken piano. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, mate,
it's a modern day piano. You told me I do. Perth was correct for number three.
Great.
I don't think you've understood, Carrie, that we are a team.
Mm.
So... you would have wanted us to get that correct, and then still suddenly you're like, it's not keyboard or piano, it's different.
Question four, what type of juice is in a traditional Pisco Sour cocktail? Looks like I'll be running it next week because it was lime.
Oh, Buzzy!
Well done.
Good job.
Real good, Buzzy.
Hispaniola is...
Come on, Portugal.
No.
Haiti.
Ooh, me no likey either.
What's that? 3 out of 5.
Yeah, and I'm just checking.
Not bad.
I'm just checking what Pisco is made of because I love when people give
such confidence. It's like when the prime minister, the former prime minister, came on and said, "What was it? The region in what?"
About the river.
Yeah.
What is it? What's Pisco?
I'm waiting, Tommy.
It is made of fermented lime juice.
Bull.
Thank you.
It's not.
You can't ferment lime.
I guess we'll never know. That was
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hello, legends. We're still on a high from this trip that we're going
on. Spicy meatball tour.
Yes.
That's a spicy meatball.
You started packing.
Yes.
Great.
Did because I was doing my wardrobe swap over from summer to winter because it's getting cold. Oh, yes. And I was like, oh, no, I'll need some of those little pieces for when it's hot in London and Italy.
You're taking the whole family, aren't you? Is that right? You are?
Yes. That's the only downside.
But it's interesting that you bring up the family, Hughes.
Yes.
Because
You're very unpopular with a member of my family at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Not that, the little one that you were holding yesterday.
No, the caption.
Who thought you were.
Not Addie. Right.
You didn't see the little. Is it the caption?
No, it's not the caption. I don't think Katie was with us when we were chatting earlier in the week. Katie, this is what Hughesy had to say about my son.
If you were just following you on Instagram, you would have thought, what a great son he is. Yes. But then you get to the radio show, he's a lazy a-hole. Oh, that's taken out of context.
It wasn't really. The context? You said it.
But you stitched him up by saying that you had to force him to make you a cup of tea.
I forced him. I just said he didn't know I was awake on Mother's Day. And when I said, I'm awake now, I'll have my cup of tea. And then he made me a cup of tea.
You know, you said to me off air that you forced him to make
you a cup of tea. I didn't force him.
That wasn't an on-air conversation.
No, Carrie screamed at him and said, I need a photo for Instagram.
The point is you can't going around calling other people's children a-holes, mate. Okay? No,
but what's he listening for? I mean, shouldn't he be doing homework?
We want people to listen.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, mate. So it's not late with Hughesy and Kate.
And it's in Carrie's house. We do the show from her house.
Yes, broadcasting your house.
Your broadcast from her house.
He was pretty upset.
Was he really genuinely upset?
This is what he has to say to you.
Hi, Hughesy. I heard what you said on the radio. It's not a very nice way to speak about children. I do many things for my mum. I'm going to read you out my Mother's Day card. Dear Mum, happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a great Mother's Day. You are the best mum ever, and without you, I would be nothing. Have fun with your presents from Ollie. And I cook dinner for her and do many other things. And you can't even talk because you can't even do your daughter's hair. So take that.
I bow down to that young man, and he's so well spoken. And you're hiding his light under a bushel, Gary.
So what are you going to do to make it up for him? That's what I want to know.
What would he like? Does he want to come to a show?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Tickets available. I will do whatever he wants. I don't know. What Instagram post? Should I do a post? I don't know. What do you reckon?
What about some like sign writing in the sky?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. How much sorry, does it Ollie. Cost? Sorry, Ollie.
Is that tax deductible or not?
I don't know.
Sorry, Ollie. All right. Sorry, well,
Ollie.
I will.
Sorry, Ollie.
Have we got a sign writing people we go to?
Is that, we'll get that.
Are you
we'll
trying
find.
To get a contract?
I am. All right. I'm going to do my darndest to do a sorry, Ollie in the sky. Yes.
Right. And don't be surprised, Carrie, if he doubles up with an endorsement of a product he's signed up for at the same time.
Yeah. It'll be sorry, Ollie.
Fish nuggets are great.
All right, we are out of here. Hughesy and Kate, they're in next. And a reminder, our spicy meatball tour. We're going to London to see the Spice Girls. We're heading over to Bologna with Hughesy and Kate. You're all invited. Find out how to win on Monday. That's a spicy meatball.
That's better.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.